Hi, everybody. Hi, Steve and Barbara. So nice to be back with you on the Virtual Light broadcast this month. First month into 2020. Here we go. Did you notice an energetic change as we crossed over into 2020? I would venture a bet. I would feel pretty comfortable and confident making a bet that the empaths and the sensitives did. And I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about whether or not overall, generally, you feel that you are feeding a truth, a vision, something that's important to you, the reason why you came. So many spiritual people I know talk about the shift of the ages, and not to make that too woo, but really, what does that mean in practical terms? It meant helping to create a planet that embraced nature, that was based in love and in connection. And we have heard the group talk over and over again about transparency and integrity. So when I say collectively a truth that we're feeding, that's what I'm referring to. But are you spending enough time in your day focused on that, or are you distracted? Now, I understand we have to go to work, we have to pay our bills. I'm not talking about going to work and thinking big picture how you're going to save the world. I get that that's not a realistic potential. However, what I really want to try and pull back the layer on is how much time you're a food source. And what I mean by that is the state of affairs right now, the state of the collective. Can we make a difference on things? Absolutely. But are we focused on that every day? Or are we getting angry? Are we getting frustrated? Are you tired? Are you fatigued? That was one thing I found over the Christmas holidays as we moved to complete last year, 2019, and move into 2020. I really had the need at the end of the year to go quiet, to leave social media, to not turn on the news, to not be busy every day. There were some days where I made promises with myself to not even turn on my technology at all, to just be in my space, to read a book, but to, I have to take certain time out throughout the year. The end of the year is a very important time for me to do that before I will cross the next threshold, the next liminal space as we transition into something new. It's important to me to, for several reasons. One, to reset my energy, to block everything else out and just come into my own space. And then two, to set the course, to complete the year, like we talked about in my previous VLB pieces. What are you grateful for? What did you accomplish? Where are you really patting yourself on the back? Where are you asking yourself the harder questions? What could I have done better? Without the deprivating self-judgment, just from the standpoint of love. We all are growing. So, you know, you didn't learn to ride a bike overnight. It took you a little bit of time. And then when you got really good at it, you didn't look back and think, well, that was all wasted practice time, did you? No, you thought, well, this is how I first learned. And then this is when I became good at it. It's a practiced sport. Life is a practice sport. So through the liminal space, you take time out, you stand back, and you start to look at the world. But you carve away your own little space and you start to look at your own life and you start to realize where you spend your energy. Now, that sounds lovely, but really, what does that mean? That's the difference between thriving and exhaustion. That's the difference. It's important to know, and when you're being a food source, that's when you are watching the news every day and getting angry. You are going to a job and you're seeing everything that you don't like or agree with. You are not enjoying your life. We don't always have every setup that we're going to love. A lot of times it's through a negative catalyst, but we have to be paying attention and understanding it, because the freedom and the liberation really comes from a place of understanding. And when you understand it, you start to shift your perspective. You start to look at it like someone who has the power to change it versus someone who's feeling eaten up by it, someone who's feeling consumed by it, someone who feels they couldn't possibly have an influence or make a difference. If that's what you believe and you find you just get angry or resentful or upset most of the time at situations that you hear about in life, without anything that comes after that, then you're a bit of a food source. And there's no judgment in that. But what if this, I want you to think bigger. I want you to back up a little bit. What if you chose to incarnate knowing in your heart that there was this wonderful potential that we would be able to evolve humanity into a planet that lived in unity with all of its species, all of its life forms, all of its intelligence, all of its creativity, and all of its molecules of God that lived within everyone. God and Goddess equally honored, moving forward in this second potential, this next run at it. Let's put it that way. This next run at the game. And then we found out that we weren't quite going at the speed that we had hoped to be going in that direction, and that the game had shifted. I can understand why that would be really difficult. But do you think that you didn't see that as a potential before you incarnated? Did you think that you wouldn't look at that and think, okay, so at this point then, if we're not going to go here, I'm coming in and we're going to go this way. But if we don't, then we're going to go this way. And if we go this way, I'm going to help these ways. And by that point, I will have learned this much. And then my unique and specialness is going to add to that trajectory. But if we don't, then I'm just going to change things up a little bit, but I'm still going to bring my unique skills, my uniqueness, my extraordinariness, and I'm going to add it to the trajectory where we're going to go that way. I don't think any one of us agreed that if there was a change in course, we would just stand still, be really angry, and feel victimized by it. I don't believe anyone made that deal. But doesn't it feel like that a lot? So doesn't it behoove us to back up and take some space at times to just make sure we're on the trajectory we want to be on? That we're feeding that trajectory versus being fed upon? And I don't want to make it sound so graphic, but it was just such a beautiful metaphor, because everything is energy first, right? We all know this. And energy is a resource that should feel limitless. We should always feel that at any time we're feeling depleted, that should be a checkpoint. Wait a second. I should always have this stream coming in that feeds me. If I don't feel that, and I'm feeling depleted, I'm feeling fatigued, I'm feeling forlorn, I'm feeling sad, then I've got something going on that I need to pay attention to, because it is basically crimping off what I knew coming into this incarnation, which was that I would always have this endless supply of energy and this connection from home. When our bodies start to break down, when our beliefs tell us that nothing good is happening and we just didn't go in the direction we wanted to go in, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to take that on as a truth. It's easy to look at the one-dimensional reality in front of us that keeps being projected back to us via news sources. Just the other night, I turned on the news because there's so much going on in the world. Yes, there's Australian fires that are still not out of the woods. They're just not being talked about as much. And we've got Brexit in the UK, and we've got all kinds of tensions with the Middle East, and we've got the impeachment hearings in the Senate in the US of the US president. There's always a lot being thrown at you when you turn on the news. And it's really easy to get what? To get distracted, to believe that that's the truth. But is it? Is it? I'm watching a lot of people talk about what is, and Really, it's not being put out impartially anymore. Depending on which station I'm watching, it's which way their opinion swings and how they present it to me. But the only reason I can pick up on that is because I can stand far enough back when I'm hearing it that I can start to smell that this is not the truth. This is being told and skewed in a way to make me feel a certain way, to make me angry about certain things, or to smear someone that's potentially gaining a lot of momentum. I just watched that the other night without going into names, but they were naming names about a candidate that I really, really like for the re-election, and they were trying to make him look like he was a woman hater. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Regardless of whether or not you were going to vote that way, we've skewed far from the truth in this game. But what if that was always going to be part of the game? What if that was always going to be the potential fork in the road? And yes, we all wanted to go one way, but we're going a different way. Do you think that you no longer have influence over that trajectory, or do you think that it's even more important now what your influence is over that trajectory? And how does that influence become powerful? Well, you hear me say this over and over again. First, it's your alignment. When do you take time out? When do you back up? When do you look at what your energy feeds? When do you replenish yourself? How can you feed the trajectory that you came here to feed? Is it by being kinder to other people? Is it by creating a new business? Is it by starting a nonprofit? Is it by at the job that you do with more volunteer work or more love in your heart or starting online groups or painting or writing a book or doing something that puts that extra energy out into the collective conversation, but it's coming from a place that you are first feeding yourself and then feeding the trajectory of the truth that you want to be born. It kind of sounds complicated, but it really isn't. The main criteria here is to ask yourself, how do you feel? And if you don't feel great, and if you don't feel rested, and if you don't feel hopeful, and if you don't feel like you've got a lot of work to do, but in a really exciting kind of way, then something has run amiss, and you have what I call with my team, you've driven out of your lane. You came in with this incarnation, you saw where we were going, you saw how this might potentially change. It has. We crossed over into 2020. It's pretty cemented in now. And now doesn't the energy feel like, okay, so great. Plan B, what do you want to do? How are you going to get in there? But I see so many people just sort of frozen, just sort of stuck. And all they're listening to is this one-dimensional reality being projected at them through every known source there is, through television, through radio, through social media, through email, through all the tracking and the cookies that every website everywhere has set up so that no matter what you click on, the next time you go anywhere, they're putting that in front of you. But if you notice, there isn't an endless supply there. There's no spiritual ads popping up for you. Like, we saw yesterday that you were looking at this and you were feeling really hopeful about the world. That's great. So we track that. And here's a few more things for you to remember how powerful you are. Well, wouldn't that be a great company to start up with? I'm going to keep that idea for later. Wouldn't that be fantastic? All of these things are designed to make you feel like you're never enough, not good enough, and you don't ever possibly have everything that you need. You got to buy more, consume more, do more. Really, that's depleting your energy source. It's doing the opposite. What you need to lock onto is looking at your truth, your trajectory for this incarnation, and how you can feed it more often, daily. We'll get into more of that as we go, but for now, I am out of time. I will leave it there, but I will say we are in a powerful time. This is going to be, I believe, an instrumental year. And we're coming into the month of February, which is very big on the cycle of the wheel. I'm going to get into that in my next class in Walking Between the Worlds. I hope if you haven't joined us that you will consider coming to this 3-month program where we are going to get into a lot of detail about how we used to live, where we're going, and how much power you have to walk between those worlds and bring it together into an incredible presence of remembering who you are and how you can change your reality. Because not only do you change that for your experience, you then become a very powerful influencer for the trajectory of the collective. We are absolutely all in this together. And the more you are thriving, the more all of us can thrive as well. So with that, I'll turn it back to you in the studio and say have a wonderful rest of your show. Thank you. And I will see you again next month. Bye for now.